Kippur, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or on the ninth day of Sukkot, the last day, on the eighth day of Pesach, so, and the Kippur is on that day. But as far as Avelis is concerned, it's Yom Kippur, so the Avelis is their right. Avelis and Rishon is their right because it's the Yom Kippur. On the other hand, the Simchat Yom Tov is clearly only the Rabbanon, the holiday is on the Yom Tov Shemesh Avelis. Simchat Yom Tov is their right also. But we're talking about the last day of, we're talking about Simchat Seira, the second day Shavuot and the eighth day Pesach. The very last day, that on the level of the right, it's not Yom Tov the Kippur. So the Simchat Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon, so what did you say is what you say? According to the Gaon and the Rish and the Rambam and the Mechaber, they say that in such a case, they have to observe the Avelis and Rishon on the last day Yom Tov. Because Avelis is their right here, and the Simchat Yom is only the Rabbanon, so the right is the Rabbanon. The only time the Gemara says, Arti Yosef is the Rabbi. Yochi Yosef is the Yochi is when they're both on the same level. When they're both the Rabbanon and when they're both their right. But if one is the right and one is the Rabbanon, that's the Gemara. Pashut, it's impossible to judge from that premise. But at the right is always Berkha the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is never Berkha the right, never takes precedence. The Pesach says, Mikan Kosha Vahalach is Kedervus. This Gemara is Shver against the Bar. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel was, who was the Lezer, was Meshachar his Eved in order to be Mitzahs and Dominion. So what did he need the whole Minion for? What do you mean? You can't dab and you can't say Krishna. It's only for the purpose of the Din of the Rabbanon to say Kaddish Kedush and Bapul. That's all the Rabbanon was. Not a Din there, right? And nonetheless, he was allowed to be Meshach of the Yevred. He was allowed to violate any of their rights in order to fulfill it. It's the Rabbanon. So don't you see that there are a Hechadinsa, there are the Rabbanon, and there are the rights. If you are like the Ramban, like the Rabban Shah, the Kaddish Kedush and Kaddish, the Ramban said, whenever my motivation for freeing the Yevred is not to play what said, but to play what see, I'm on a game. The best by definition is no reason. So here also, what's the difference between the favor of three is the Mr. Bell and Mr. Zerai? So if I'm going to gain something that's going to make me happy, I want to gain a gain on Mr. Bell. But then there's no reason at all. The faces is clearly not learning like the one by. Faces is learning either like the one faces or like the other faces. The Mr. Bell somehow is better or master than Mr. Easter of being a shaka of the other. So that's the place it says, Mitzan Kosha Allah has to do it. That's how we talk. Yeah, that's how they talk from the Rabbi. They were saying it is made. That's how he's talking about that. Talking about that is that Avelis between is married on Yom Tov. He's married on Yom Tov. He says it on Shabbos. The Pesach assumes that Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same thing. So even on Yom Tov's face, he says no love. That's how the Ramah talks. He said Avelis between is married. Only Avelis with a head is a spirit of the Shem Tov. Avelis between is not considered a spirit of the Shem Tov. So let's say Yom Tov is a certain, right, the certain aspect of Avelis, one would appear. Certain aspects, one would appear. The Shiva doesn't begin until after Yom Tov. The Shiva, the first Shiva doesn't begin, but he has 2 weeks of Shiva. Let's say there's a Levi of the first day Yom Tov. So he starts observing a bunch of Akila Shiva right away on Yom Tov. Then the first Shiva lives. He has 14 days of Shiva. He has longer agony. He has observed Shiva for 14 days. Okay, so there's a Levi the first day Yom Tov. So the first man observed one Shiva Tzimah starting from the first day Yom Tov. Let's say 9 days Sukkot. And after the 9 days that Sukkot are over, then he observes the full day next Shiva before he has to offer. So it comes out twice in there. That's the first Shiva for 2 weeks.
That should be very good.
It's not the same as our Gemara. It's a different slaughter. And that has to be different.
culture since the death of my mother. But the month of August, I could read that said, oh, yes, you know, I don't live with human on this because you can help the Scottish woman. Why should we take away from the subject of the month of August?
Because at the time, they don't have any key.
They very well say that we're modest to fulfill the mission of Simchat Yonzit. And not to fulfill that, what do you think?
We don't have any Simchat Yonzit.
But that's why the Gemara didn't say such a double kashrut. That was their right to be deicha the Rabbana. It's not their right. Only the Rabbana. They're both on the level of the Rabbana. That's what the Gemara said in Florida. Esther the Rabbin is deicha the Esther the
Yom.
Right. Yeah. So we don't have the whole thing. This is the kashrut that takes the case against the man. This is one kashrut. Another kashrut that he wants to. Rav Lezer came to Shulman and he didn't hear him, so he's in shock of the Ever, so he's, and the Gemara says, the reason why he did it was because the mitzvah of the Rabbim, the Mokka mitzvah of the Rabbim shiny, so the mitzvah of the Rabbim allows me to violate the Aver that I of Levan and Tavayda. So the Rosh says, unless you say that the mitzvah of the Rabbim was also the right there, not some kind of tradition above him. Maybe he's also the Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and he wanted to hear Parsha Zohar, the right to the Shnit and Ninja, but he says it's Bechik, it's not the Mashal and the Gemara. That we're talking about Shabbos Parsha Zohar. So that's what I heard him discuss these two mitzvahs. First of all, the Rosh is assuming that whatever Parsha that Parsha Zohar needs a minion, the Gemara only learns that in the Gila Daki Dala that you have to learn Parsha Zohar and then I'll tell you. Yeah, it doesn't even say one year. That's a Shiloh. That's where it says Achina. I'm not sure. And maybe it's once in a lifetime, maybe it's once every few years, and maybe it's even once a year. Then Chacham on the stock and that you need Parsha Zohar every year once a year. Because it says Achina is not sure. So where did he know that Parsha Zohar needs a minion? That's what the rest seems to assume. That Parsha Zohar, to fulfill Parsha Zohar and Atera, he needs to learn it also. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Morgan Avraham quotes it, and it was said, it's also the term of Havashim, that he demonstrated in this comment that the Rosh made that it would appear that Parsha Zohar needs a minion of the right. How did the Rosh understand that? Obviously he must have understood that this din de right, the Parsha Zohar, is related to the din de right of Hakil. That Hakil is an institution of Kriyat HaTorah de right. We know there's a takon of Kriyat HaTorah. You make Shein HaMishi and Shabbos morning, and Yom morning and Shabbos and Mincha, and Yom Kippur and Mincha. We are Kriyat HaTorah. That's all the Rabbanim. Kriyat HaTorah that you learn on Shein HaMishi and Shabbos morning is one of the Rabbanim. The whole institution. So where did the Rosh come across to say such a svara that Parsha Zohar needs a minyan deraisis? And somehow he understood that Takana de Rabbana, that's how the Rosh said, that Takana de Rabbana that you need a minyan for the Kriyat HaTorah, Shem HaMishi, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's called the Tikkun Rabbana Shem deraisis, and that's based on Hakel. But Hakel means that it's a Kriyat HaTorah b'tzibur. The Chiyu Kriyat HaTorah b'tzibur all year long is only the Rabbana, it's only deraisis once every 7 years by Hakel. But there's an Indian Kriyat HaTorah b'tzibur, the concept exists. So the Chachamim were Misakim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Ezra, when it's happening, Kriyat HaTorah B'tzibah, Shem HaMishin Shabbos, it's a change the right to seek in time and after Hakla, which is a Kriyat HaTorah B'tzibah. That's what the Rosh understands, that there's another Kriyat HaTorah B'tzibah that needs Kriyat HaTorah B'tzibah too, Parsha Zohar. It's also the same tackle. It's not the same tackle, but maybe the vocal is deaf. You don't need all the qualities on the Beit HaMikdash once every 7 years. that you need that, it should be a key in the figure that you need in the... So that's critics number one,
that you see from the Russian, that he assumes, seems to assume, that Faust and Wagner require them in, and they're not there, otherwise they're not there. How did the Rush know? He must have been a Vitalis learner. It seems like everybody one can think of with the Rush. But there are many people who do things with the Rush. And many shuls, they have a practice that they lay in Parsha Zohar. Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, they lay in 5 minutes before Minka for the women who miss it in the morning. And a lot of times you don't have a minion of men, do you? You don't have 10 men there in shul. But the men are coming later. It's a lady for women because they're precious, but maybe women are looking at parishes off, and that's the question. Many other times say women are not looking at parishes off. The Chazanish told the sisters that they don't have to be machmet to go to parishes off. It's the same as all other... Says that since women are not drafted in the army, Chazanish made a big fuss because of Jewish nations. Because in Eretz Yisrael, when the Medina began, so they started drafting women into the army. Chazanish made such a machlekes about that Jewish nations that they shouldn't draft the women. But that's when he told the sisters that the Dinah's like to say, Chachinah, that since women cannot be drafted in the army, I'm not taking women. And they said, no, you don't draft women in the army. So therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch says, women are not mukhayyib in Parshas Zohar. Parshas Zohar is only the right for those who have to go wage war against their mother. Women are not mukhayyib in the Muhammad, so they're not mukhayyib in Parshas Zohar. So the Chazanish told the sisters that all of the Rishonim who discussed the issue, most of the Rishonim don't discuss it, but the women are mukhayyib in Zohar. All the Rishonim discussed it, say the same as the Sefer HaChinuch. Just the Achayim came up, and the Achayim came up with an Ein Sof. The reason it should be included in Parshas Zohar is we know that it's better not to be machmir. Under the circumstances that they're making a whole fuss, yeah, you're going to think that the women are going to think Parshas Zohar, they're going to be machmir, they're going to be aggressive. It's that under the circumstances it's better not to be machmir, better to go according to these rabbis to demonstrate that we hold that the dinner is like what the Rishonim says, that women can't be drafted in the army. So the Gemara says in the Gemara, Dafi Dalad, that we learn out from a pasuk, that you have to learn Parshas Zohar in the Terech HaKetzah. If you are already machmer like those Achrayim, like Rabbi Nadler, he was the Rebbe of Sanhedrin, like in Minchas Chinuch, that women are mechuyev in Parshas Zohar, then you want to learn the Terech HaKetzah from the Terech HaKetzah, they should be Eitzah. So then some of them wouldn't be an Eitzah to take out. If you hold like that, then the Torah shouldn't be an Eitzah to take out or take a Torah to learn for them, because it's too sorry. Well, Moshe Feinstein is quoted as having said that he held like the Rishonim also, the women are not mechuyev, and he thought that it should be enjoyed on Sefer Torah, to take out a Sefer Torah, to lay Parshas Zohar for women, he thought that it was Shalom Lotov. What do they need it for? It's not Mechuyot, and it's a Torah Sefer Torah, Shalom Lotov.
Therefore?
I don't know. I didn't understand why Ramayisha got so excited. That's what Rabaran Salva says in his paper. The people, Rabaran Salva used to live in Washington Heights, but they have the practice that they do take out because of Sefer Torah and Parshas Zohar the length of the women that they have from Europe. That was a practice in Germany and anything without a bro. Right. So the people, a lot of Balabatim were very angry at Rabbi Salva. How can you write such a thing in Ramayisha? He lives in this community, and that's exactly what they do. He's just driving around Michigan. He left that note. I should have that at any time.
Okay.
So
we have
before
the Jews and Russians by the Torah.
Yeah.
Right? So,
did he see the thing? Yeah, he used to learn from the same Torah. But our practice is not as great as that we don't learn from the same Torah. We only use the same Torah to create the Torah.
The language of the
Yeah, that's the Talmud in Gavin, right? Based on a test we had Rosh earlier in Brochus, and that's the example that if you're laying Parshas Zohar without Brochus on Torah, you're not Yehudish. He said that although normally a Brochus on this does not react here, we could put on a Talmud and we didn't say Brochus. We put on film, we didn't say Brochus, so the Gemara says the Brochus is not react here. He said Gemara, that's the Galilee, Rosh Gemara. So the Gemara says the reason why there's Gavin in the law. The reason why, because the mitzvah is the right of the Brochus is only the Rabbana. How can you say the Brach is not in the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is the Hamitzvah, the Raisa, the Brach is the one of the Rabban. But if you will have a Hechatimtzvah, the Brach is the Raisa, the Mitzvah is the Raisa, so the Taitzvi HaRosh is Medaik, and that's Gemara. Brach is the Zor and Aleph, but then the Brach will be the Yachir. But that's what the King of Heaven writes, that the Brachas HaTer is the Raisa, but if you lay in Parshat Zohar, which is a Mitzvah, the Raisa, without the Brachas HaTer, you have the Kiddush HaTer not doing.
But Alfonso Rassman has a nightmare. So he writes that he never heard, he doesn't agree that the King Rebbe said that. He has a letter that he sent to the Tzvah Avram, which seems in the first story that the Tzvah Shul Tzvah Avram to the Tzvah Avram. He says, when I became close, any post it says like that. The lane ties is off and ties is off. And I'm yesterday, and then he has a whole proof of why shouldn't we say like that? Why shouldn't we say like this word that the King Rebbe actually says in the hour? This is also the third why he thinks that it's wrong. Akapan, this is the one he ordered that the Tzvah Tzvashim points out to this Rosh. You see that the Rosh holds a Chiddush Mitzvah. That Parashat Zoch requires a minion and a third. Then the other Chiddush you see from the Rosh, the Rosh says, the only problem would have been on a Shachar Abda over Bez, and on a Shachar and every Kanani on Shabbos, that's okay. Parashat Zoch is not on Shabbos, you know, they take seven middle of the week. He came to Shul on Shabbos, Parashat Zoch. The Rosh says, it's not the Mashma, it's clearly that's not the Shach. But if that would have been the Shach, the whole story would have made sense. So that's what the Zer Avrama, and Achim Zem, holds right there on this, here for the Rosh. He sees for the rest that he holds that there's no problem of Mekach and Memka. And I made it there, Shem and Lichdor, so they prohibited Mekach and Memka. You're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to buy. And then Tosfos says that the best of not only selling and buying, could be Megarish and wife is also included. Could be Mekadish and Isha, that's the Mishnah. Hey, Mekadish, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbat and run to the Rabbanon. Megarish and Lichdor. But hey, Megarish is not in the Mishnah, Tosfos says in the Tosfos. So the chair is Ein Megarshin is a chelik of Mekach and Memka. It's been the Shach and Abbas Nair is the same thing as Megarshin. They both have the same thing, they both have something in common. That when I sell, when I own a paper, and I own something, I sell it to you, I'm transferring the union. It belongs to me, I transfer to you. I'm not going to somebody else. When I marry, and I divorce my wife, I don't give her over to someone else that she's married to someone else. I just cancel the issue. I remove the issue that was there before, the same thing with Abiknani. If I sell an Abiknani to somebody else, that's my Tichomenta. But if I keep the Abiknani, I'm doing a Kenyan just to cancel an already existing Kenyan. I'm making a Kenyan to cancel an existing Kenyan. I'm not making a Kenyan to transfer ownership to somebody else. So one could have argued the point that that's not included in my Tichomenta. So that's the purpose of the fact that it is, according to Shulchan Aruch. And the Darshan in the Shabbos. If you want to be on the Gittin, by the certain end of the Darshan the Shabbos, the Tosfos says the British should have been asked for the Tosfos has to be the Shchimeya, who is a Machmi Sakana, that's how they were not. Otherwise, the Tosfos says it's also the Garish B'Sham. So they say that it's also the Garish B'Sham, because it should be also the Shachar of B'Sham. So how could the Rosh write that everything would have been fine, except it doesn't appear so from the Gemara that that's the story. No, but the Gemara doesn't raise the issue. The Gemara only raises the issue of the element of the Gemara should raise that issue. Maybe you're right, we would have been master that too, but the Gemara should have mentioned that issue. The Gemara doesn't bring it up. No, you can't say verbally. Where's the Shachar? You can't write something else. Places says you can be Mishachar and Eretz 90 with a Kenyan Suder. Places says you can be Mishachar and Eretz 90 with a Kenyan Suder. Yeah, but tonight it's called Mashikon Ebekon Rabbi. How is he going to have a Kenyan Suda? So someone else can get it. Someone else can get a Kenyan Suda. So it is possible, Chesu says, it is possible to be Mishach and Ebekon Aini without writing the Shah Shichur, by using a Kenyan Suda. Yes, the only way to do it is to fix that. So this is the whole literature I've written. That's the beginning of the discussion that they have on this Rosh. How can the Rosh write that the only problem with that shot is that it doesn't seem to be so in the Gemara? It wouldn't appear that it was Shabbos Parshas Zohar. And really, high time, everything would be okay. The Chorah, that's the error that I'm very close to my head. We see it in the Rosh that it doesn't pose a problem. When the Shabbos has a plenty on Shabbos, it does not pose a problem. What happened to the issue at Mekah Kamen? So the whole discussion
Friday, not the question of the need for having
In fact, that you have to say Birkas HaTorah when you get an Aliyah, that's clearly only the Rabbanan. And others hold not so. Others hold that the Birkas HaTorah is only the right to by Birkas HaTorah of the Tzibur.
Like on the day of the yacht, is the only bracha that says on the rabban.
According to the Pinugadim, if you have created a third day writer like Hakel, or like Pashugap, when you have created a third day writer, if you have a mitzvah that creates a third day writer, and if you have a third day writer, then you're not Yotzei. So if you learn Hakel without saying Birchas HaTorah, the Pinugadim will say that you're not Yotzei the Hakel. But Rabbi Hanan asked the scientist, he never heard, he doesn't quote the Pinugadim, he says, he never heard any place that should say that, and he proceeds to explain why it's not correct. Like he said, that the Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbah. Once he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, so the second time you say Birchas HaTorah before an Aviv, that's only the Rabbah. But right, the Hakim, yeah, Rabbah the Rabbah, you can't be Makkah, but it's the Rabbah. Then last week we mentioned, we didn't discuss Torah, so you mentioned the Taisus Mem Chesem, and I'll quote the Pirke of the Rav Lezer. The Pirke of the Rav Lezer speaks about when the Bezin would declare Hibur HaShanah, they would make Hibur HaShanah, Hibur HaChedesh even. So it says that sometimes when there wouldn't be a minyan, they would stand around in a circle that appears, you mentioned there, to get a tears from the Masech HaSofim, where they quote the Nusach HaBracha that they used to say. When the Bezin used to be Mekadosh at HaChedesh every month, so the Nusach HaBracha, as it says in the Masech HaShanah, they always would stand around the eagle. So the eagle is Alamal on them. The Bezin quotes the Pirkei Rav Lezer that says they would hold the Sefer Torah. So they're trying to find out where does the minyan come from, where does it stem from, that when you only have 9 Gedolim, you would start to cut them with the Sefer Torah. They would tell you that Chumash Gedolim. So they say, maybe this was Sefer Torah. The Pirkei Rav Lezer, that it says that you need a minyan. The first time of Yeshiva said you only need a Bezin of 3. The Hibur HaShanah, Kiddush HaKadosh, only need a Bezin of 3. Rav Lezer says you need a minyan and you need 10. And if you don't have 10, if you smile, then you take a Sefer Torah. But the Bedeutus is all up, you get a custom with the Sefer Torah. And that's where it comes from. The Sefer Torah doesn't get a custom with the Sefer Torah. Just says the Sefer Torah. So that's the Shiloh. The Pirkei Rav Lezer says, if you don't have 10, then you stand around the eagle and they take a Sefer Torah in the middle and they make the Kiddush HaKadosh. So the eagle stays from that Sefer Torah even when you do have 10. You always stand the eagle. But maybe the Sefer Torah is always. Maybe the Sefer Torah, you always take the Sefer Torah. You always open up the Sefer Torah and they start laying. And they hear the voice from Hashemayim laying with them. Maybe that's always so. Who says that that's only when there's no minyan?
That would be a way too.
That's the shadow when it says in the Pirkei Rav Lezer that if you don't have a minyan, they stand the eagle. So it's not that. Even when you do have a minyan, they stand the eagle. So maybe the bringing of the Sefer Torah is also, even if you do have a minyan, maybe you also bring the Sefer Torah. It's not that that substitutes for the center, and there's no minyan. When you do have a minyan, Rav Lezer says, you should have a minyan. If you don't have a minyan, he agrees with the Rav Yosef, that a Bezin of 3 is sufficient. Maybe that's the shadow. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say on different occasions, that I'm in a good one, that Shush Chedesh, that the Chazma holds on to the Sefer Torah. What does he have to hold on to the Sefer Torah? Where does that minyan come from? He used to say that he thinks that it comes from this Pirkei Rav Lezer. And when he used to bench Shush Chedesh, he used to hold on to the Sefer Torah. And then he suggested a reason why, because the Sefer Torah is the Sarah of Klal Yisrael. When we do Kiddush HaChedesh and Yibra HaShanah, when the Bezin does Kiddush HaChedesh and Yibra HaShanah, then doing it as representatives of all of Klal Yisrael. He gave a whole, the first Yotzak Shia. The year after the Sarah passed away, that's the first Yotzak Shia that he printed, and I tried this many years ago. So that was the theme of the Shia. But the Bezin HaGadol, when it declared Kiddush HaChedesh and Yibra HaShanah, and that's functioning with the power vested in them as a Bezin. They're functioning as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Really, it's Mekadosh Yisrael HaHazmanah. It says Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh HaKadoshim. But it's both as Mekadosh Klal Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadosh the Rosh HaKadoshim. So what do you mean? Klal Yisrael are Mekadosh the HaKadoshim. Klal Yisrael are Mekadosh the HaHazmanah. Then our Gadol doesn't do it. That's what represents Klal Yisrael. That's what he saw. It says maybe that was the reason for this practice that's mentioned in the Pirkei of the Rav Lezer. And that's the reason for our practice. When we declare a Rosh Chodesh Benshin, so it's a Zecher for the Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibra HaShanah, that's done on behalf of Klal Yisrael. All the fathers all together do it. That's the reason why you hold on to a Sefer Torah. It's always the Mitzvah of Klal Yisrael.
Why an eagle?
That I don't know. Why an eagle, I don't know. Why did I call him Midray? Master the Chayim, I don't know, you're master the interest in the entire history and what you have I want. I don't know, Mishkama when they made, whoever made the decision not to dabble with the Abba Yon and Mishkama they made is a Chayim holding on to a Sefer Torah. Like when you make a Shavua, they didn't keep that Sefer. When you make a Chayim holding on to a Sefer Torah, then it should be more serious. And Mishkama now, we want to be master is, Mishkama the Sefer Torah or Matur is probably not again, not so much for the Kol Nidra. The Kol Nidra, I don't think, needs to just say the same. Some of the Hester on the Echeirim needs to just say the same. Then the Gemara has, on the Zayin of the Day, we skimmed over it. The Gemara says, if you have a cotton tareach, one opinion in the Gemara was, that you can be mitzayach a cotton to 10 people to bench the Gemara. But provided that he's a cotton tareach. What do you mean cotton tareach? Means, when does a boy become bar mitzvah? When does a girl become bar mitzvah? We have to have two things. We have to have shana yudgimah. The boy has to be 13, yudgimah shana yudgimah, and the girl has to be 12. But that's not enough. We have to have some tyrants to aid her ever. So cotton tareach means that the tyrant started to grow. So the first equivalent means that the beard started to grow. And the Mishnah's Avalosh and Tirith means the young time, the teenagers, the beard started to grow. Here, cotton tareach means that not the beard is growing, but the shana yudgimah started to grow. What do you mean? That the shana yudgimah started to grow, so let him be a girl. Why is he a cousin? He has to say sorry, let him be a woman. But that's the machlokes. Rashi says it means that there's something incomplete over here. He's a halbago. He's halfway there. So how exactly is he halfway there? So there's a machlokes here, Rashi, and Tosfos quotes to Rabbeinu Haran. Rashi says that he has to stay silent, but he's not 18 years old yet. The Tosfos are growing before the Yudim Hashanah V'Yaneh. So that's what Tosfos disagrees in a big way with Rashi. They say that it's the way you hear it. They say it doesn't make any sense. They claim it doesn't fit into the Gemara. And they hold in theory it doesn't make any sense at all. The Mishkan Halva cut Lechnish, because the Gemara says that the Tosfos that grow before Shanim, the Gemara says it shouldn't be out. It shouldn't mean it's just a growth. Like sometimes people have a growth of hair on their nose, on their face, something. But you have fuzz growing in Abraham, a wood. Some, if you have hair growing, it doesn't indicate physical maturity, but it's better on this, but that's not fake virus. The virus that grow before Yudgi Moshon and Yamechat, even though they're going to remain after Yudgi Moshon, he's not going to become a girl based on those virus. They become a girl based on the virus that grow after the Shon. The virus that grew before is never going to have to make an intervention. What do you mean he's a hybrid girl? That's a big question. How do you have a bar mitzvah boy? The boy is bar mitzvah tonight. I say that to Chavis, and we let him down to Anon right away. So he said, what do you mean? He assumed that he just had say Cyrus grew in the last 2 minutes on the spot. I don't know. He's a cousin. If he becomes 13 and he has to hear from before, so the Gemara says it's no good. So that hair grew, oh, then it was a shum of the Alma, the time that it was only stomach well didn't indicate anything about physical maturity. The hair has to grow after he's already 13. That's the pattern. Yeah, exactly the same. But we say that's shuma, that's lots of growth, and these tires in the head. That's the teller, but yes, that's a stark discussion. How do you say that the boy's not into tonight? We let him dump on him and so on. How do we do that? Because we assume... But the day doesn't really mean an extra day. It means on the birthday. On the birthday. Hashem was born on Zayin Adar, so Yidji Mashanim would have been Zavar. That's the end of Yidji Mashanim. Yidji Mashanim Yom Mecha means, now Zayin Adar, that's the Yom Mecha, the first day into the 14th year. So how do you assume that the Cyrus grew in the last 2 minutes? The Cyrus grew? Well, her is not true. I don't know what the answer is. The Kasha is very good.
What about this whole common? Young body,
go to sleep, and the younger people stay up. So he says the younger people, they were just barely by mitzvah, 13 or 14 or 15. They're making an inyan in Shavuot morning. So he says, and see what the tzibur is there right on Yom Tov, if he says he says to Ramban, because Mikra Kodesh, still the tzibur is there right, and with respect to the tzibur right there, we don't rely on the Chazak of the Rav, that whoever has reached the age of 13, probably has, they say, you have to be basic to see if he really has. But the Kashan, how can we follow up on the fact that all of these young boys that are just barely by mitzvah, hashtag guys, if they already have their beards begin to grow. So that's how you can say, that's a clear indication that the hashtag guys are not able to. But if they're just very young, the beard is not growing, so how do you know that the hashtag guys, if you were in the mitzvah when they were there, you saw the hashtag guys, that's it. But if you don't know, you rely on the chazakah thereof that whoever's searching for the hashtag guys, we only rely on that chazakah with respect to dinim the rabbanim, with respect to dinim the right or not. So the letter is not the final number that's only the rabbanim. But to call it Tzibah the Tzibah and Yomtev, we need Tzibah the Tzibah and Aseret. We need a minyan with the right to the king, what I'm saying. It's like that question. How do you know that you have a right to be the star of these boys?
I'm the worst one.
Yeah. I'm not that. But you shouldn't allow a boy who's those daily families to have an army and have his own.
Okay.
So that's the problem with Rashi. Rashi says the second Tariq and the first Mandama was Nako. Maybe even Maskana a little bit, the first Mandama was Nako, that you can retire him to the Asura for benching his room, and that doesn't mean Tareya. He has state Cyrus, he has state Cyrus, let him be a brother into his room. He has state Cyrus, but he's before the age of 13. There's only a halber brother. So the Rabbi Hanan says, what's that halber brother? It's garnished, nothing with nothing. These state Cyrus are worthless, and they never will lead up to anything. The boy will have to grow another state Cyrus after the age of 13. These Cyrus are absolutely worthless. But that's why Ben Hanan learns a different shot. A cotton parat means he's after Yitzchim Hashanah Yemeth. He already has Shemin. And the state Cyrus began to grow, but he didn't grow long enough. Because the Mishnah Nidah, third part Simon, discusses how long the Cyrus has to be that it should count as a Simon. So the Gemara has different opinions. It takes a certain opinion that the Rambam passes on Halacha. Should they lock a Floshim record? The hair has to be long enough, they should be able to fold it up. Whatever, it's just a slight shee how long it has to be. That the kid, the child, the cotton is there for the age of 13, and we know that his diet just began to grow, but they're not long enough yet to be demanding that God knows, they're very short, but he's halfway there. So that's cool, now how the God will pretend with respect to benching the zoom, and you make sure you can imitate him to the meat. Because he's on his way to becoming a God. That's called the cotton hair. But the Pshat that Rashi said that the Shaitaris are there prior to the Shomim, the Tashim of the Yom is not even a half a bottle, it's nothing. It's never going to add up to anything later on. You're going to have different Cyrus as well. No, he'll become a Gadol either when he gives the Rosh Nitzav, when he reaches the age of 35, we'll make him an honorary Gadol. He may be a 7 and a half Shibi Shana. People live to the age of 70, off the bin, they live before that. So when a person reaches 35, even if it's too long, the Gadol Rosh Nitzav will declare him as a Gadol. Or, if he reaches the age of 20 and he has the money buried, or she has the money islanders, so then we know an island from the Sarius never will develop space Cyrus. So then they become a devil. By mitzvah, at the age of 20, at the age of 18,
we're
on past this point.
Where did Rashi get
this definition? Pareya.
Rashi obviously didn't have to have been
in Hanam. It has to be Rashi at
Pareya.
No, Shuna doesn't mean. Unless a person has a wart hair growing on his nose or on his somewhere where it doesn't belong, it's not going to fall out. It's going to stay there. But it means it's a growth of hair that doesn't necessarily indicate anything about the growth of hair.
Yeah.
That's the din of Mizori. The Mishnah has... The year before that mitzvah, so the neder... Right.
No.
You're there, the shaming mother. Right. That's the din that engages in Mizori. The year before Bamit. The year before Bamit.
Yeah.
That's the Shem. The year before Bamit. The year the Shem, you know that that's most what some of it is. Shem is adding more Amida. That's 30 times. That's what he called that Ben Hanan. Yes, you say that the Ramban is Mamishna Kasha. Kasha is the Mamishna. Please, sir. Absolutely. So then there's the Shaila of Maskana, how we pass it. The Gemara says, Leisra, also called Amishmaite, and we reject all the various opinions. One opinion was that if you have two Talmud HaChamim, HaMechadidim, and there's one Alokha, two are gone to Chavusra, and each one is Maher, the other one, and they work, they can work out Alokha so well, that it's like if you would have had three people. They have to, the two are so sharp that it's as if you would have had three, so they can bench the zoom. So the Gemara says, we don't pass them. Then the Gemara says, if you have nine people with a Sefer Torah,
So if you have a new system, we don't talk to like that easy. And even more said, if you have, over the others, if you have nine people who are spread out, but two people on Shabbos, conventions of Mishnah and Shabbos. The Gemara says, there's no such a Kachar and Mishnah, we don't talk to like any of these. And even the last one, the Kotten, Perea, also we don't really accept that. We talk and have to be a Kotten, Hadel, Lumim, and Zosh. The place is there, there has to be a combination. It has to be a Kotten, Perea, plus Yedei, Lashem, Lumim, and Zosh. Okay. That's the Shaila Allah of mine. Then the Gemara has a memory when you mitzaret the bench with women, let's say by set, you want a bench with a minion, so you don't require that all 10 should have had bread. It's enough, let's say 9 people had bread and one of them had vegetables. One of them all followed yerek, halish and yerek. Also good. And what if it's 8 and 2, 8 had bread and 2 had vegetables, also good. And what if it's 7 and 3 is also good. And what if it's 6 and 4? So the Gemara says, no, that's not. So you increase that, you have to have a Ruba Deminkara. What about this din, that Ruba Tukuba, Ruba Deminkara? Well, if you have 6 and 4, so your power is slightly more than the right. So we just made it. But if you have 7 and 3, that's more than a bare minimum. That's more than a bare minimum. What this is, if you have a lawyer with Ruben and Minkra, is enough to bench Muslim and Brahmsara. What about the bench 3? A Muslim by 3? Two of them had bread and one of them had yerek. So that's a big machlekes in Tesis. A group of Yishami, it's a Mefurish and Yishami Tesis. A Fairish and Yishami, that if two had bread and one had vegetables, it's with carrots. The Tesis says, or half of the Balei Tesis say, that's not a lot, that's a weak house Mishnah. That's not a lot, enough in the Yishami. The other half of the Balei Tesis say, no, it's against the Babli. There's no Babli. The fact that the Babli only closes by 10, that if you have 7, 8, 9, you can look out at 3, 2, 1, and then the Babli never said it's going to give it to 3, the Raya, the same as the Babli is 7 times Shami, and we pass like the Babli because it's easier to be Mashmal from Indian of 10 than to be Mashmal from Indian of 3, to be Mishkar to 3. That's 2 days in place, and my point is in the Babli says, how long are the Maisel Shulchan Aruch? We make a lot of that, because there's 2 opinions. And the Lamaitim, and then you use Lahakal, that even if you have 2 who ate bread and 1 who ate vegetables is also in the star. Then you have any yain is bothered with a kasha. But if you have 6 and 4, the Lamaitim says no good because you need it with a mikra, you have to have more than 6 and 4. 6 and 4 means that you just made it. 5 and 5 is no rose at all. 6 and 4 means that you just made it. What are you going to say, 6 and 5? That's enough. Yes, a special thing. A special thing by Benjamin. Special thing by Benjamin. So the Ben Yair, if you're telling me that you need something more than the bare minimum of the Rai, 6 and 4 just makes it to meet 7 and 3. So what about by Benjamin Zimmer by 3? So we talk about the Halakhi Yishami that if you have 2 and 1, two people ate bread and one just had nashi, ate other things, then he isn't sarid, but that's just the bare minimum.
So that is basically
that's without any other answers. 2 out of 3 is more minkara than 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 is 60%. 2 out of 3 is 66%. That's better. That's without any answers. It's not too hard that the bare minimum of a raise is not acceptable. You have to have a certain percentage. So 2 out of 3, you've considered Minkara just like 7 out of 10. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda on this daf, that the Minchaschina quotes the Baran Pehitz Kasha. He has a Kasha that the Mishnah says in Masechet Sanhedrin. I remember the Rav said this over in Shiva, and then Sanhedrin said over this Minchaschina. That the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that there were 10 chiluki din between moments in the Pasha. One different thing. The number of the Dayanim, that by dealing with the Pashas you need a Bezna 23, you need a Sanhedrin. By dealing with the Mammon, it's enough of a Bezna 3. And the other 9 differences are not in the number of the Dayanim, but rather in the Hanhogis of Dayanim. That's how it could be schools. And if the Bezna Paschin and the Chayyid Isra, they can reverse the stuff if the Paschin Paschin Paschin. The Bezna cannot not deal with this, they're not doing the Paschin. And the Talmud can be Malamud Tzuz, he can't be Malamud Tzuz, all the very things. So one of the dinim is that in order to be Mechayiv Nisi, you have to have a Rav of Shnayim. If you just have a Rav of Shnayim, let's say the Sanhedrin is split, the 23 Dayanim is split, 12 say Chayiv Nisi, and 11 say Tzuz. So you're not going to be in the Chayyim Nisif. It will be 12 days parted from Nisif and 11 day Chayyim. So it's a good thing to say that he's parted good enough with a regular effort. But in order to say that he's Chayyim Nisif, it's a hundred. So you have to have 13 to 10. It's not enough if you have 12 to 11. You have 22 to 11. That's only 13 to 10. But that's based on the parted. We see here, Acharei Rabin Leroy. So if you're not allowed to follow a simple Roy, in order to be in the Chayyim Nisif, you have to have better than that. You have to have a Reish Shnayim. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara that in Malkis, or in Makhlegi Satana, when you need a version of 23 or version 3, we're talking a version of 3 is sufficient. So in that sense, Malkis is not the same as being in the Kosh. And the fact that for which we derive this cloud, that Malkis is sufficient with a version of 3. But it's got the other 9 differences. If you remember the Kosh, which are not simply in the number of the version of God, and others, say the idea and the way they're supposed to act, so all the Dina of Nefesh is applied equally to Malkis. That's taken the Gemara, the Rambam quotes. You have to doubt to have a Roy 2-1. The 2-1 is that Roy Gabakov is the Raja Shnayim. So he says, the lesson of the Sefer Achinuch gives him a clue to the end. He says, the Sefer Achinuch, when he writes over this din, of Lashniach, or Elad in the Roy, that you have to have a Raja Shnayim, like you need a Roy Hanikr. You need a little bit of Nikr. So he says, when he does that question, it recalls to his mind this Rabbeinu Yaina. That 2 out of 3 is a little bit of Nikr. If you have 10, so 6 out of 10 is not called Rabbeinu Nikr, you need 7 out of 10. So if you have a dozen 23, so then if you're going to have 12 to 11, that's not a little bit of Nikr. Now what you have is a dozen 3 to Masa, so 2 out of 3 is a little bit of Nikr. So after he saw the Lashin in the Sefer Achinuch, he realized that perhaps the answer is the question. The Gemara starts the other way. The Gemara first says 9 and 1, 9, 8 red and 1, 8 yarek is good. Then the Gemara says, what about 8? Also good. What about 7? Also good. From some 6, the Gemara says, no, you can't go down all the way to 6. The Gemara is working the way down. They say, well, it works the way the other direction. What about 7 is good? What is that? You didn't go by 2, but they're shooting down the other direction. The next Gemara about Yanei HaMelech is a very important Gemara. But we just gave a shiur on it on Shabbat afternoon. Usually what they have is the people started eating at home bread of God to finish over here. So they have to eat a little bit of bread over here. They don't have to eat the two problems. The good is that you have to bench the Chamaz in the same place for your age. So in order to fulfill that requirement to bench in the same place for your age, you can nibble a tiny little bread that's less than the Kazayah to bench over here. That problem can be solved very easily. But if they need me for the bench in the building, then I have to eat a Kazayah over here. Shlosh HaShof Kacha, the 10 people I have to eat a Kazayah over here. So they have to give me, if they need me, let's say they have already 7 people and 8 over here, and they're inviting another 6 guests. So you don't need that all of us, say, 7 people like bread, so the others can have cake. You don't need something. But so you only have 6 people like bread, 5 or 6 people like bread here. So they want to have a minion, so they're inviting another 6 people to come. So all you need are another 1 or 2 to make the 7 or 8 bread that they should be able to bench with them. The others should have something. So everybody. Let it sit too, but yes, that's where, then it's not going to be the best. If he would have, if there is two people are reading bread and not meeting with that bread, I am starish. He's passing on up like bread, bread, and not the Ishami. The food one is like neither one, isn't starish. But if I'm, if I am eating bread, I'm ready with starish to be known with the first food. And now, after I was in starish, I didn't have any more bread. I just ate the rest of the meal. But then it says that I'm not in staff to dinner, but if I ate more bread later on, I think then the dinner that I am, I can even staff to dinner a second time. Another base, the Gemara says that when a person benches on Shabbos, on Daf Mem Ches and Beis Hamikdash, when you bench on Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in the Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, exactly what spot do you mention Birchas Hamazon? What spot do you mention Shabbos? So the first time, and the third time, the Gemara has a Machlokes, that's 20 lines from the top, 15, 20 lines from the top. So the first time and the third time to say that you say the day in the middle of Rachim. That's what we do. The Gemara says, Takash, that's the exact same thing. The first time and third time the same thing. Why deny you? But the Gemara says, he could deny you to the Ezra. What is to the Ezra, the Chokham, instead of saying it's day in the middle of Rachim, though, is up to the day in the middle of Nezunachim. State Alanitin, instead of Alanitin, he says, you say, a Yonavi Yavach. So the Tanakhama says that the evidence is okay, and we would talk to Nassau. We talked like the third time, that if you look at the evidence, you're not here. So the Tanakhama, Tanakhama, you have to say the same. Well, look, all I need to do is say the middle of Nezalakha because it's a Hebraia. You're touching that kind of stuff, and Nezalakha, this was a Hebraia, but all I need to do is say the same. And I'm sure it's all more common. Thank you very much for the next film and the next panic. But Shabbos and Yom Tov is not part of Hebraia. It's not a Hebraia. So even the evidence, he's saying the middle of Nezalakha, it's not a Hebraia. That's what we talk.
And
that's a good question. Why was the insistence? See, that Lezer holds that it's optional. That Lezer in the middle time, the first and the third time, insists you have to say Shabbos and Yom Tov Dafk in the middle of Lachim. They just talk about it. But he said it in the middle of Lezer Lachim. We talk to him, but he ever cannot hear. And Rav Lezer says, no, it's optional. If you choose to, you can say the day in the middle of Lezer Lachim. Where we have printed our Alanis. I mean, if you want, you can say, let's say, where it's printed in the in the middle of Rachim. So Rav Lezer holds that it's optional. What's the Yom Rav Nechama? Oymer, Nechama means Rachim, no? And what's the Oymer of the Bechot Haaretz? Everything is optional. We talk to Nassau. That's the question. What's the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the Shaykh of Zabka with Rachim? So the Chayyid of Pashto Fuh is based on the Lashon of the Brighton Perek Bamim of Lukin. More as they quote, what if a person in davening, which more quotes the Brighton of the Mamim, and what if a person in the Shman Esri forgot to say Yal of the Yovan or Kalamar? Or he forgot to say Yal of the Yovan, which quite is maybe after daven over. Or he forgot to say Aneinu, and the Tanya Sikha forgot to say Lachem on Bishabot. So when does he have to daven over? When does he have to repeat the Shman Esri Menach? So the Bright then is percent to use as an expression any day on which you bring a Kodah Musa from the Beit HaMikdash. So then if you forgot to have prayers, Din Yin HaYayim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you have to mention the Kodah Yom Kodah Yom Kodah Yom Kodah. Then you have to repeat the Shemana Esra. The Chalamoid, you have to daven over Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven except Naira Rosh Chodesh is an exception to the rule, because you're not Mikasim for Chodesh Baal. But otherwise, let's say Shabbos and Mincha, you forget Yom Yom Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven over. But on kind of super on we should have brought Mr. Gatta name, Mr. Gatta nothing, then it's a young shame that problem is to take it on up. So sadly, there's a connection between the Korbanus and the suffering, that's the indication that it's a special day. It's designated as a separate day on the level of the right. On a young shame, the problem is that the fact that we declare Hanukkah Purim, kind of super, it's only an, unless you're a person to God, Allah needs to know, kind of important to me, I have to say that to God, Allah needs to know, means to determine whether it's a special day or not, from the level of the right, it's only a special day, it's the Yom Shem HaKadu Mutu, Yom Shem HaKadu Mutu, it's not a special day, Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Chalamoy, those are special days, not the Jinn, Chalik and Purim, it's nothing, it doesn't mean anything. So here, in the middle of the Baruch of Rachim, the Jinn requires, in one of the world of the Sukkim, so you have to say, you have to
praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gives people to. The heart of Israel is a rachta. Al Ha'aretz HaTzad, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered the land there for the Shevet Shekishu, then they instituted that Baruch Hu, and they said, Yeshua ben Nun was Mishat in the Baruch Hu, and they thanked the Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara says, when David the Shlomo, when David made Yerushalayim the capital of Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo Melch, built the Beis HaMikdash, then we added on the third Baruch Hu, we thank you for giving us the Yerushalayim, we thank you for giving us Malchus Beis David, we thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know they have to do that? So it says, Chazal Rosh HaDafas, Hashem Elokecha al Ha'aretz HaSeivo Hashem Elokecha al Ha'aretz, we thank you for the punishment of Israel. HaSeivo refers to Yerushalayim, Ha'or HaSeivo HaZeivo HaZonim. Then the Gemara says right on the bottom of the Daf, that's what we spoke about on Shabbat, the Gemara has on the bottom of the Daf, Ha'or HaSeivo HaZeivo, refers to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim has a double halacha too. Number one, Yerushalayim is a Mokam HaMikdash. Then we say Yerushalayim HaKadosh is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So when you thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam for giving you Yerushalayim, it says to spell out the two thank yous. We thank you for giving us the Malchus Beis David. This is the Yir HaMukha, this is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. We thank you for the Malchus Beis David. We thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. This man changed, Beis HaMikdash came, but this man changed. Shem HaMalchus Beis David, you have to amend the text. You have to please, Rachim Rasham HaKadosh, please have Rachmanis. Give us back Yerushalayim, give us back Malchus. Rachim HaMalchus Beis David Meshichecha. Give it back to Malchus Beis David, give it back. Abayit Magam HaKadosh HaMikdash Shum Ha'elot. Give it back to Beis HaMikdash. But his mantra was Yerushalayim HaKadosh. He asked me, give it back. He thanked the Redemption for giving in Yerushalayim with the two parts of Yerushalayim. The Malchus Beis David with the Beis HaMikdash. That block of Rachim years ago was now it's called Bichas Nechama. We have made the cause of the block of Nechama. We don't say Nachmena, we say Rachim Ha'elot, but it's the same thing. The Chamele Ahmanis, we have to cut it off, have Ahmanis, and give it back everything that we used to have. The years ago, this man Abayis, this man that they had Malchus Beis David, the news that was, we're thanking you for all of this, and we would, that would be the bracha that we would mention about the Beis HaMikdash. So I think they should answer, that's the reason why the Tanoim, why the Blazer Hall, that the Tanoim won the second, by the first and the third, and there's the ones that it's optional. You can say, you can mention Shabbos and Yom Tov either the second drop or the third drop. Either in Mezalachah or in Lachah. But we don't pass like that later, it's not optional. We pass in, you have to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov Rapke and Yachmina, and we pass like the third time that even Rapke Bidi Ebed. Even if Bidi Ebed, you said Shabbos, you mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov in the middle of the Mezalachah, you're not yours. If even Rapke Bidi Ebed, you have to send them to Lachmina. Why? Because Lachmina is the bracha in which we speak about the Beis HaMikdash. So the bracha about the Beis HaMikdash is when we have to mention about the Kedusha Talayim of the Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the Ikar Hashkar is because it's a Yom Sheyesh Bo Korban Mitzvah. That's the sin of the Dabra to know that it's a special day. We should apply that law by Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom Yom, Tengu Meim Lechai Kedusha Yom. And Chaim Shem Purim and Tainu Sibu and Tisha Bo, but you say that's not that we have only applied the call of Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom Yom. Even the Rabbanu is not a special day. As we said, there's no couple of witnesses, it's not a special day. And again, here you say, Alan Yisim, that is Hakale, that the Christ is sent in Hamam Adlikin. The Shama Ches, Kvom Asam, Yalutem Bahal, Zayi Zayi, and made a Hakale, that you should say Alan Yisim, that was a special Hakale. So that once the Nebu into a young thing, so the Nebu automatically is a special day, unless you have to do it by Hashem Yom Yom. They never had it. So every month of the banishment, they used to be celebrating Yalutem with Bam Bashan. We don't find that they said anything in the Shema Nasri. And the other Yalutem will give us time. Only on Chanukah and Purim was the Takana. Why? That was a separate Takana. How old are you? Because not only on the level of that, even on the level of Adat Olam, it's not considered a unique day. You can say B'chol Yom Olam that it's a special day, then when you have to show them, unless you have Kofar B'Sam Yisrael. But that's, I think, the Yishayim thing. That's why we're tasking at the Chachayim, we're tasking, we're tasking. The Takana to mention, it's Yishayim Sanyayim, in the middle of Rachim, the block of it speaks about Asura, Zayt HaMikdash, and the Asura of the Takabot. Yes. Shaila, that's it. Shaila, he says in the middle of Nezalecha, maybe it's a Hesik, and it's not great to say Nezalecha, and they have to start again Nezalecha. There's a Machlokes, a Mechaber, and a Tal. Let's say today is not Rosh Chodesh. The person by mistake says, Yalla, we have a B'yam Yashat HaYishu. If he says, Yalla, we have given you a B'yam Yashat HaYishu, we have to talk to you, 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 we have to talk to Okay, so he added on himself in the middle of the request. So that's not a hefty. He added on, he was Mishan a little bit in Barakash, about the Chomin, But that's not a Hesed Shabbat, but if he says Yom HaShachodesh HaZeh, but that's not a Sheker, so that should be a Hesed. So the Mechaber says that even Yom HaShachodesh is not allowed to be Gnostic, but since it's not Shek, they make that Kula, not Mishtek. So just go back and you finish the Shemana Hesed and you go to the other. And the Taz says, what are you talking about? And then the Shemana Hesed, the person starts talking about the weather, starts talking about the baseball game, about the politics, and then he goes back to Zav and Hesed is not in the Mapo. Sure, because they didn't have school and names and the Rosh Hashanah say he's pausing, he's not talking. So sometimes if he's sure he pauses too long, that's the equivalent of talking. But if he's talking, he's not managed talking. Talking is managed talking, but that is the Hesed. So the Taz says that you're not going to even be there. Aloha and I said to my makers, the Shashayim and Achen and Ha'afan, even if Ash this is what it does, but sure, could they leave us cooler, because he fought so long, that's the equivalent of a Hesed as if he would have spoken. But if he speaks of that, it's a Hesed. So I have to be more fast, could they leave us cooler. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Lala Kainim who thinks of the Chabezah, that even though he said the Alabi Lavoi, on a day that's not Mishnah, that a Hesed is not the Bible of Shemana Hesed. But the other, you wouldn't have to govern, some Hesed, you wouldn't have to govern over again. And if you want to govern over again, to be patient with the Taz, you should have in mind L'shem, a sort of L'shem Tzilas Mendoza. Maybe you're not moving into Davin, and you should have in mind, in case Din is like the Mechaber, you should serve in the Tzilas Mendoza. In fact, that the Yerke the Sobe, that itself is the Chidim Dova. In fact, that the Yerke in the day Machlek is on Mechaber and Taz, that would be the Chidim Dova. So the Stam is the same Shaila by Ben Shimi as well. A person will say, Rachim, Ayala V'Yavai. A person will say, we say, Ayala V'Yavai, in the middle of Nagel Lepot. When you normally say, Ala Nitin, so he says, he mentions Shabbat are going to the best spot. So that is the way he talks to the reason that he ever did not get to the Stam Mamma Shahekta. He says something that has no Shahekta. It doesn't belong there. And the fire, that should be our Shaila between the Shaz and the Mechaber, whether that would constitute an Hesed that's even the activity of it or not. The Gemara uses the notion that on Shabbos, when you say the Haskara of Dusha Tayyam on Shabbos in the middle of the third brother, Maska Benachomo, from the sign Benachomo, Goyim is Dusha Tayyam the Yemsah. That's how the Tanakhama says, and the same first time and the third time. That's what they say. You have to mention Shabbos in the brother that we call Rahim. What do you mean Maska Benachomo? From the sign Benachomo, Goyim is Dusha Tayyam the Yemsah. The tradition that Yom Yom Kalim is very great. What do you mean, Masa Benachom on the time Benachom? What is that word now? Masa. Oh, there is in the Rambam and in many studies that on Shabbos instead of the Rosh Shabbos, not all of them, that instead of saying, Lachim Hashem Okeh, Al Yisrael Anachol HaShemayim Erech, they're saying, Lachim Hashem Okeh. That's what Yeshu says. Yeshu, Shema Krilim Benachameinu. There are those who hold, that's the Rishi, many Rishi, and here for the Rishi, that when the Gemara says Masko ben Achama, from the sign ben Achama, that's at the end of this day. How do we finish off this? Yeah, so the last one, and it says the sign ben Achama, you say Bala Nechama, is that we understand? But how do you say Masko ben Achama? So the Rishi and the group of Rishi say, but instead of saying Lachim Hashem Akeni, you say Lachneinu. Why should you change on Shabbos? And why should you change on Shabbos to say Nachmenu? The Taisa says because you have a din that the Daber Dovor, more and more, the Shabbos runs up in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Daber Dovor, you should have heard the Bruch Hashem Shabbos to be Bruch Shachol. You're not allowed to speak to the Chol on Shabbos. And including those who are not Pasuk the Daber Dovor, you're not allowed to be with Paul Tachanunim on Shabbos for Yom Tov. And then there's another thing, you know, the Yisr Tachanunim on Shabbos is more common, more strict than the Yisr Tachanunim on Yom Tov. There's chinus that we allow on Yom Tov that we don't allow on Shabbos.
It's a difference
between Yisr Tachanunim on Nacha. Oh, the place of course is the Shalom say, if you say Rachim Rashim Akeinu, okay, you're pleading Rachmanis, that's Mamish Tachanunim. But if you say Nachmenu, that's not Tachanunim. Why? Because the word nothing doesn't mean he should be knocking us, but it rather has the meaning of the Hinochim Al Haroli Hamecha, change your mind. If you say Nachamayu, give us an Echamayu, that's the same thing, Rachamayu, have Rachamayu, you give us an Echamayu. But these Rishonim say no, you say Nachamayu in the sense, change your mind. The text says, the way you hear it. That's not true. So that it's absolutely not true. It's the Zogar Tachamayu. But you say Rachamayu and Nachamayu. But that's the text that rejects that shot. If you reject that shot, then how do you translate the word Maska and Achama? How do you translate it? The text says, no, Rashi is Gereh. Rashi learns Pashup Shah.
that you shouldn't think that the bracha of on Shabbos and Yom Tov should begin with Kedushas Hayom Shal Shabbos. Maskot benacham and time benacham means you begin and the end with the nusach, the same nusach adrachim. The nusach adrachim is called nechama. The whole nusach adrachim, that's what Rav Leizer said in the Mishnah. What if he wants, what if he wants the nechama honor? The bechatar is honor. Rav Leizer said that it's actually to even mention the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. And Megalachos, where we have the spot for Alam Yisrael, for if you want, you can say in the middle of Rachim, he refers to the Brach of Rachim as the Brach of Nechama. But that's what the Tanakam also means. Maskam and Nechama means you begin the regular Nusach, Rachim Hashem HaKam Yisrael HaMecha. And Yezu of the day, Yishan HaKam Yisrael HaMecha, you begin and you end with the regular Nusach, and you insert Shabbos in the middle. Apuke, you don't think that you change all Nusach from that to that. No! Maskam and Nechama and Time and Nechama, and you mention it's Bishop Hayyam the Emsa. That's what Rashi learns from. But it doesn't mean that you change the Nusach. Aye, and what's going to be with the Aracha that you're not going to say Tachlunim on Shabbos? The sentence is that the last few lines towards the Yerushalmi and Masech HaShabbos raises the issue. So the bench on Shabbos, how can you say, hey, go show you what the Nusach is? When we say the Birchas HaMadrash, because it's also is, Ro'enu, Zon'enu, Parnesenu, Lechatul'enu. How do you read the word? You say Ro'enu, or you say Ri'enu? Ro'enu, we say, he is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, description. But you say Ri'enu is a Bakosha. Take care of us. Give us. Zunenu. Zunenu is a Bakosha, or he says Zonenu. He is the one who feeds us. Parnesenu. He is our Parnas, who has Parnashalanu. It's a description, an adjective of Kodesh Baruch, or you're pleading. Parnesenu. Please. Give us a Parnas. The face is close to the Yishami, so the two Nuskalas, the Yishayim have two Nuskalas. They say Re'enu, you say Yoreng. Is it a Bakosha now? But the Yishami state the fairies that Re'enu, it's not Re'enu. The two are in the dark. You might have the quote of Yishayim. Some say Re'enu is a Bakosha and some say Re'enu an adjective. But the Yishami is the fairies and Asecha Shabbos that says the quote the end of Maskab and Achame, that it's Re'enu. Re'enu is a Bakosha, please give us this, please give us that. And Yishami says that Kasha and Shabbos, you're allowed to say Tachmunim on Shabbos and Shabbos, Yishami says yes. You're not allowed to say Tachanunim means when you say Shmonet, you have the right to add on here, to add on there. You're not allowed to add on personal Tachanunim on Shabbos. But then the root of the Tachanunim on the Shabbos, that's not included in the tradition of Tachanunim on Shabbos. Whatever, then the root of the that's not allowed to say. That's not allowed to say. Unless the Chayim is Tukkan, then you're allowed to say. That's not allowed to say. But it's not a Chayim is Tukkan. Then the Tachanunim is not allowed to say. That's why the Achorin had a minute that if he's not a Chelem Mitzukon, so the people, like people talk on business on Shabbos. Whenever that man's open, they go like this, they shoot on Shabbos today. They just as much as we start talking business on Shabbos. So that's what Achorin say, that if you stay in Mishabeth for Chelem Mitzukon, so if it's a kind of thing, not a violate the intercovenant, but if it's a Chelem Mitzukon, then you say Shabbos in the Lizard. We're not allowed to, like, Mishabeth for Shabbos today, Shabbos in the Lizard, but if it's a Chelem Mitzukon, but you don't say Shabbat in the Lizard. You're allowed to. Shabbat in the Lizard doesn't mean how the Dashon should speak with that we shouldn't have what to cry about. It doesn't mean that. It means you're not really allowed to say, you're not really allowed to speak about this on Shabbat in the Lizard. That means you're not allowed to. Shabbat is, why do we say Tachin on the Lizard? Are you Mephilis to say Tachin on the Lizard? The Marshal is on Ashkaris. The Marshal is on Ashkaris, didn't say Tachin on the Lizard, they did say Tachin. And the reason is when you say Tachman on the Lizard. It is true, right? So the truth, the Shem has item has that it's only the Shabbos, but then you're not Mephilis, it's not like the Mishabeth, even though we usually do say Mishabeth. But you're not Mephilis to say. Therefore, that's considered composing the Lizard. According to the Rambam of the Shem. The Rambam always said, you know, you're a Chayvor to mention Tachman, so why don't you say Tachman on Shem? I don't know. It's a good Shem. I don't know. Then you have the meaning that when you duchen on Yom Tov, we have the meaning of chutzpah, we only duchen on Yom Tov. So when Yom Tov, so when we normally duchen, so everybody says it's tefillah, for the chalemnes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When Yom Tov, we're on Shabbos, and then you have the meaning that we don't say the tefillah, but we don't say tefillah on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, we do say tefillah. Yom Tov is Yisrael. But that's all included in this process of Dabba Dabba. Dabba Dabba Shmehid, the Bukha Shabbos, the Bukha Shachor. So Tibi Echol, you're not allowed to talk not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. And you have Tchinas, you're not allowed to say not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. And then there are some Tchinas that Shabbos is more common than Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, you may say the Tchinas, and Shabbos is more Maktis, more Medaktik, not even to allow those Tchinas.
The Shabbat is the work of the Shabbat. Because one of these children is too fascinating to them, so they may miss the shiur. So the special reason to say to recite Simon on Shabbat. A special Tatan Rabba. Then the Gemara discusses the requirement to mention in the Birchas Hamazon, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for Eretz Yisrael and for Malchus Beis David, but when we had it, for the Beit HaMikdash and Shlaim, when we had it, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu also for Bris Milah and for Torah. The Gemara says, when you mention these two, which should you mention first? The Gemara has an interesting question. You should first mention Avit Kosher Chatam for Bris Salena first, while Berat Kosher Maritama. Why? You could say that historically Bris Milah preceded. Hagam Ahim was given Bris Milah, Tavu Zom given Hasim. The Gemara gives a halachic reason. The Gemara says that Bris Milah was Nichmas to Aleha, the top line on M-Tesim and Al. Bris Milah was Nichmas to Aleha, you give it yourself. And Torah was only Nichmas to Aleha, you give it yourself. The Gemara Shalom made a priest who did this, then he said on the Torah 3 times. Rashi says on the bottom of Mem Ches and the base of Lev Rashi, he's quoting on Gemara and Seita, so the Seish and Gemara and Seita. The first is on the Kavala Tatavah of Hasina, the brief Hasina. Second brief was in Oyo Moyer, and the third brief was in Arvis Moyer, because we have an Achumish. Yes, and the Hazarish concept. Sometimes it was Abishan and Marisha of the Hasina Lema. Sometimes it was Abishan and Marisha and the Oyo Moyer Lema. That was during the course of the 40 years of the Midbar. And sometimes it was Abishan and Marisha and the Arvis Moyer Lema. That was right before they crossed over the Yarden, and Rashi implies that the Bris and Hagriz Maharevo was a Gemara of the Bris that our Kodeshu did before. That's what this Rashi sounds like. There's only 3 Bris, and I Rashi says there were 4. Hagriz Maharevo was another Bris on everything. But Rashi writes that this, everything blends in. How does it blend in? It's 4, it's not 3. So the Mashmat Bukhari, the Hagriz Maharevo was the Hemshech, that was the Gemara between the Bris. And God is Mother, Moshe Abeba began the Bris, and it was Nigmar, Aida Yishil Ben Yud. So that was the Gemara doesn't say, because those were the 3 times that there was a creepy Bris, that the Bnei Yisrael on the Kabbalah, the whole Torah from A to Z, all the Tariyat Mitzvah. And Bris Mila, the Nichlis to Aleha, Yud Gimel Bris. What does that mean? Nichlis to Aleha, Yud Gimel Bris. So the Kabbalah, she gives you the Parshat Shas. When you look at the Mishnah, Parshat Letter, the word Bris, is mentioned, you see that it's mentioned 13 times. That's called Nichlis to Aleha, Yud Gimel Bris. That's what we're going to The word this is repeated 13 times. So on the side of the Rashi, he tells you to look in the terms of Yomtov. The Gemara has this in a lot of places. That this meaning is Nichlis to Aleha, Yud Gimel Bris. But it's never so sharp as over here. Usually they are, grab that, because also he means the word Bris is mentioned 13 times. Here, the Gemara says that this meaning in a certain sense is more harsher than Tyra says, because if you mention it first, because the Kabbalah Satara was only made with 3 different Bris, and I've seen it in one way. And I was right of, there were 13 times the Bris was made, not just the word Bris appears 13 times, that's what. There were 13 Bris in Brisen on the Mitzvah Bris Nigel. So that's why they tell you to look at the Sages talks about this. He says that he doesn't comment on this Gemara. That the Gemara has seen. He just says on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah Gun speaks about the Kama Hamuri in Mitzvah Mila, from Nichlis to Allah, Yuchim and Bris. So he says, what does that motion mean? Nichlis to Allah, Yuchim and Bris. You just need the word Bris is repeated. So he says, no, and he starts to give his whole suggestion. I don't know if it's based on any sources. He says, there's something strange over there. He says, the 13 times the word Bris is mentioned, the Parshat Lech Lecha, it's really 10 and 3. At the end of Lech Lecha, when the Mitzvah of Nivah is mentioned, the person has first he mentions 10 times, and then there's a stuma, and then the third he's done part of the subject of the stuma, and the Dabar Kimel Avram, the Lema Kimel Avram, he gives another Nivuah to Avram Avinu, and then in the second Nivuah, he uses the word Bris another 3 times. The 10 and 3 adds up to the sum total 13 times. That's like Akasha, these are 2 different Nivuah. How does the Gemara add up that it's 13? So he says, no. The Hashiva says number 13 is not time that the word is mentioned 13. That means something much more than that. And he says it's Mechuvan Kenegah the Yud Gimel Nidah.
The original leaders of Hashem, Hashem Tzalach and Hashem, but the first three of the leaders are shameless. Hashem Hashem Kel, the Mugan Shem Shem Chasim, and the others are not shameless. Here also he says the three times of the word Brit, the last three, are separated from the first ten, just like the first three over there are separated from the last ten. And how come over here the last three there, the first three gives the whole reason why he's a I don't think he's quoting anybody. Sometimes he's giving his own suggestions why he's Mimala Lamata, because the Baba Shemaya is there. I don't know what he means. One is Mimala Lamata, one is Mimata Lamayla, I don't know. And he says, the Tanoim used them a leaf, they used the Lash, and Nichol Sarah used them a leaf. It means that there was a treat of this 13 times on it. It doesn't just mean that the word this is mentioned repeated 13 times. It means something more than that, but it doesn't really explain what does it mean. Because it doesn't just mean that the word appears 13 times. It means much more than that. And it leaves you hanging. But the more that is much more than that. It means much more. But that's how we pass him like these Tanoim, like these Amaroim, that we mention Greece, and we mention Tyre, and we mention Malchus. The Gemara quotes later that there was an opinion of Rav, he gets all the way down about 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says that Rav held a sheet there that it's preferable not to mention this Torah in Malchus. It's better not to mention. Why? Because then you're going to have for the men and for the women and for the abadim a different list of mention. Because the women don't have Torah and they don't have Greek. And the abadim, they don't have Malchus, they don't have Torah, they don't have Greek. So for the men you're going to have one list, for the women you're going to have a different list. And the whole issue probably is only the abadim, there are four things. Probably only is in the abadim to begin with. You don't really have two things to say that you have to mention Greek either. You have to mention Torah. The Rabbanah should mean the second Rabbanah, different list of Hazor Hazenshin for the men and for the women, it's too complicated. So they left it on the Dinah right to Rav. So the Gemara says, but that doesn't make any sense that we should pass like Rav. Since the majority of time I say not so, so we do mention all of these things. But it's interesting that the Gemara says that women, we know women don't have a Chiyot B'rit Milah, they're not referred to the mouth, they don't have any B'rit on themselves, they're not even referred to the mouth, their children. The Gemara learns that from the first, if only the father is referred to Ramalos Hazen, the mother is not referred to the first Rishad, the mother is not referred to at all. The famous modern interpretation that the Maracha is Aliyah, son, Rosh HaRashul, Rav Chaim is Aliyah, he has a comment he says when the Gemara in Kiddush, he says on Rav Chafed, Yom Tzav Oso, Oso, Velo Oso, Avon Avinu, let me start with the Gemara Yitzchak and say, we're not going to start with that means if you have a father and a mother, then the father is Mechir, the mother is not Mechir, the father is not. But if the father is not here, the father in the army, or the father is not alive, or the father is a boy, whatever the father doesn't want, then the mother is Mechir, he's upset. The Pashtus in the Gemara here and many other places in Mashu, not like the Maracha, the Pashtus is in the only other parts in the Sun. Mother is never Mukhayyid in this meal. Not Mukhayyid. Mother is not Mukhayyid in Terra, what it means as a Muslim is in the Atomah. Women are Mukhayyid to learn Terra in order to know how to observe the Muslim. They're not Mukhayyid in Terra as a Muslim is in the Atomah, just as a Hashem is. And the women have no Shaykhahs with Malchus. Why do women have no Shaykhahs with Malchus? So that's the fact. The same fact will never know. No, that's the way Malchus. Even though that's Russia. Only the season is to pray, the Gemara never quoted Rosh, but here the Gemara quotes the Din. Some want to say, the Gemara never has this, so that is the Raman quote by Rosh, how do you know the part of my to pray, if it's never mentioned, it's mentioned. The Gemara says the same, the women are not the mouth, that's the Rosh, not the mouth. So this is the Gemara that mentions that Allah on Shabbos is mentioned. It's mentioned on Shabbos. It's mentioned recently when we were talking. The Rambam, quotes this to pray, send to us Malach and Malach, Malach and Malach, and then he says, send to us and Yimani, Yimani, Zashin, call the Thebans and Mashin. Doesn't only speak the fact that he's not only speaking about appointing the king, appointing the president of the shul, appointing the president of the organization, any slurrer, you're not allowed to appoint a woman. Let's say the shul is going to appoint a woman, a woman president, whatever, a cousin, or whatever. So this is a violation of call the Thebans. You're not allowed to appoint a woman to a position of slurrer. There's something is a position of slurrer. So the Rambam quotes these two dinim, Melech Melei Malko, you're not allowed to appoint a woman to a position of slaughter, and same thought in common sin is Mashmah, he puts the two together. That you're not permitted to appoint a woman to a position of slaughter, not only a Malko, it's another slaughter as well. The Malko for the Rambam, the Rambam didn't invent it. The Malko for the Rambam is a betrayership scripture. But it says, you can't shame in mind in Isha, Pinus Allah Sita. Pinus Allah Sita is not the Melech, Pinus is the president of Reisha Koho. Very wasn't appointed by the community, he was in Avia. The Rebbe Shalom gave an Avia. There were many in Avia.
This is the only organization that are more like Amrit or Amunah. No, a woman's organization. No. A woman of the men is okay. But a woman of the men, that's not possible. So Moshe Feinstein has a children where he disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks that there must be Rishonim who disagree with that. As a children, there was a Talmud Chacham who used to give a hechsher on a certain food item, and he passed away. So the shadow was whether the wife, is there anything wrong if the wife has a hechsher? So whoever is a Mashgiach, that's not a thrower. The one that does the Hashgiach, he can have a woman being the Mashgiach. Shalom, the Rabbah, not sure. If you're going to write down on the label, the Hashgiach and Salabah is so-and-so, right? Is that so? So that Moshe was not there. So Moshe was not there. Why? Because he writes, he thinks that there must be Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. He thinks that it's not correct. I don't know if there are Rishonim, but it's just that there's the favorite one to the Rambam. And then later on, when they appointed, how do you determine that's so slow? Who says that it's slow? Ramesha has that over here. She claims that the Sheikh of Tahir, or the Rabbi Masri, who does his finish, we always have to slow. So if he dies there, there's a problem. But then he resolved the problem, he claims that we don't follow that Rabbi. So then years later, they take the Gerda Meir of the Rosh HaMenshallah. So the one who is the editor of the Hamehor, if I'm not mistaken, sent in a letter to Ramesha, published in public, that it's all a major talk, that we don't want the woman to be the Rosh HaMenshallah because they're his children. If you look at him disagreeing with the Rambam, Ramesh has printed in his paper a letter to the editor of Hamor, he said, you must be kidding. They read my children. And if I would say that they're not allowed on point, that they would listen to me, that they clipped me, that I'm interested, that I'm concerned, I don't think this is it. And maybe that's what they left it up when they assigned to God in a year. The boy in Yeshiva asked them, are you allowed to appoint a woman as the Rosh HaMenshallah? He's going to meet that Melech Lamalka, so the rocks go right around the stars, without even talking, he says, the Guru has Yutra. The Guru has Yutra is also us. Every morning on the day, he says, the famous Lamalka, that if a person is dancing with a Lamalka, he has to have the same hour, he has to be sure about that. But he knows there's a difference. If it's Rosh Chodesh, when one is not really obligated, the one is not obligated to eat, he brought you off, and he brought you loyal off, if he doesn't want to, he does not see, then he does not put in shelter, he says, forgetting every other. So he says, what do you mean? Rosh Chodesh, a lot of fasts, it's not that easy. A lot of fasts on Rosh Chodesh. It's mentioned in the Gilad Sinus, that you have a lot of fasts. So he says, no, you want to eat bread? You could have eaten something that you wouldn't have potentially out of the oven mentioned. So you can't say that he's not yet to the student. He's not the student. As long as he's not doing the time. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you're obligated to eat a student, not something out of the bread, you're obligated to the student with bread, but then you have to bench and you have to say the same out of the oven. So if you forget to say the same out of the oven, then you're not great friends and you have to bench over again. The places have the famous kasha. This came, these are the famous places, the top places from the base. But there are varieties, there are variations here, exactly what Taisus answers. The Taisus says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, the Masech is Kukya and Rav Chavzai, that the Abbey, there is Shabbat Chamishah to Chamishah to her between Taisak and Sukkot. So just like on Taisak, the Smaila Harishon, Taisak, he will leave these nights and the rest of Taisak is Yishuv, the Bachelor, so too, Smaila Harishon of Sukkot, he will leave the East Hazai is Pas, the right dress, and the rest of Sukkot is optional. It's like the Pharisee, the rest of Taisak, the rest of Sukkot is optional. But how does the Gemara here say that you have to bench over because you have to eat the food? So one day in the basis of the sentence is and that's that. And that's from Yahim, quote, so one day, Elachanami, you're right, you only have to, the Gemara says you have to bench over on Yom Tov only for the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. When you have the chiyuv to eat the pas, the kazai is mas, and the kazai is pas, and the rest of it. The rest of the Yamun Tavim, you're not a fair, but now I'm going to think that. And I can only, if you forget to say all of the others, the same as the Shredish, then Talmud, that you don't have to bench over, but you know you have to bench over only the first time. But one day in Tavim is not so. You don't have to have that level of I tell you before that's not true. That every young person is a priest to write on Shabbos. On Shabbos is a priest, Shabbos is, you have to have Taz Balayla and Taz Balayla. And on the other Yom Tov, there's only chiyuv to have bread the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkot, because one day in Pesach is Sukkot. Our Pesach is called Nasa. The Shiloh, the Yadikim. For sure you're not Mechuyuv. That's what Pesach is called bread, for sure you're not Mechuyuv. I think it's also that's not true. The Gemara doesn't say the first night of Yom Tov takes up the first night of Yom Tov. It says on Yom Tov, if you get Yom Tov, that's the best over again because Yom Tov repeats. So thank you very much, assumes that the Mechus, just like on Shabbat, you have to have one Suda with bread, Balayla, one Suda, Bayom, with Tass. Bayom, Balayla, one Suda, Shabbat, Suda, thank you, is Mishtakis, the maker, maybe a Yotel with that bread.
Only one Balayla, one Bayom.
So on Yom Tov, also thank you, Bayos is maker to say, you have to have a Chiyav Suda, Tass, Balayla, and Tass, Bayom. On Pesach, on Shavuot, on Sukkot, maybe even Rosh Hashanah, you should have eaten that. But only on Tov, you have Bayom, Balayla. And the maybe to get Yalav Yav, you have to bench over again. Go to the neighbor.
Aye, but the Gemara says that you only receive the first night of Pesach.
Oh, the first night of Pesach is the Mitzvah Master. The Mitzvah Master. The rest of Pesach is the Mitzvah Master. It's a different thing.
The first night is the Mitzvah Master. Why not Kamina? If you receive anything,
no. The first night has to be Shmur Master. It can't be Matashira. The rest of Pesach is just on a chiv to the yantar. It doesn't have to be shmur master. It doesn't have to. It can be matashir. It's only the same night in its consciousness. And on Sukkot also, when it says in the Gemara, the first night in the chiv, the rest of yantar, no. The first night in the chiv is Sukkot. The rest in the chiv is on yantar, not in the Sukkot. You have to figure out enough to mean it. The first night Pesach, the rest of Pesach, the first night has to be shmur master, and it can't be matashir. The rest of Pesach, it can be matashir, that has to be shmur master. What do you say on Sukkot? The first night you have to eat the desires and sukkah. The rest of the yantar, you have to eat the same yantar, not the same sukkah. So that's you want to eat bread, I think you have to eat the sukkah. You have no choice. The place is that I'm not seeing and it's raining. So therefore what? So the way our place is said, they're trying to give an afghanim. Our place is, you have to give an afghanim, so the person says, Nihu, and here's a very intense line in the story. Nihu, I'm not Ben Yehuda. The afghanim can go, Shiyodik Shaman. It's raining. So if it's raining, you don't need a mitzvah. You don't need a mitzvah. Not the first night after the rabbi, you don't need a mitzvah. But if it's the first night, and then after you finish benching, it stops raining.
Right.
You have a chit to go into the sukkah and eat now the second part. Even though you're late, you stood up yonder by eating in the house, you have to eat. But the rest of the sukkah is not even come to sukkah, because the chit come yonder, so you're here to the chit come yonder. So the way our teacher says, now, if you want to yard the chum, you're up with chutzpah sukkah here. The late chutzpah sukkah, the first night, the rest yonder is chutzpah sukkah. If it's the first night, the Ashim will come to Yonzer, it's easy, it's the feeling come Yonzer, but the first night, in the Shul Sukkah, the Yonzer, you talk, Lach, the Malach of the Sukkah, Lach, Ashim, to God, Shon, and you have to go eat the Sukkah the second night. But the way it says in our place, it doesn't say that the first night you eat in the Sukkah, even if it's rain. That doesn't say. That's what the other version of the Teshuvah says. The Shulchanat, he calls the Teshuvah Harosh, and our Daf has that other version. That the first night you must to eat, he comes with you, even if it's current. Even if it's pouring, you have to eat in the sukkah in the rain. And the rest of the sukkah is only with you, he comes yom tov. And then the maybe, once you're eating bread, you have to eat in the sukkah. But that's only patient change of food. So it's raining that we don't have to eat in the sukkah. That's not the way it says in our place. It's like the big machlokes in Shulchanot. What he's doing is raining the first night. So according to our sources, according to most of the Rishayim, and they don't ever say such a thing, you have to eat in the sukkah in the rain. According to one version of our cases, he said that Chavkar HaKimin and Yassi to Chesna is in the drink. So that's what some Achaim suggest, you should eat without a bracha, and if it stops, you should eat again with a bracha, same as you have to put all the different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch.
It's going to be certain,
when you
have to the first night, you have to
eat
from the house, and then
you've got to finish.
Yeah,
according to our cases, if it's raining the whole first night, Nishmukhi, only if it stops, then you'll be able to go again. And this week's letter, beginning of Parshas Vayetzei, so the third describes the way Yaakov Avinu had the kolam, the malachim going up and down, and then it says, on the top, it says, V'in Hashem Nitzav Olof, is a kolam, V'in Hashem Nitzav Olof, so the Medrash has a machlekes, on the Elohim, the Rebbeinu is standing on top of what? Hashem Nitzav Olof means on top of the ladder, on top of Yaakov Avinu.
Okay.
So one opinion in the Medrash, Olof means on top of Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara in Gidon Moshe, in Chumash. And the Medrash also has this on today's Medrash. But the Malachi HaShoreh looked at Yaakov Avinu. He was sleeping away there. Rashi says, Ayishkata Mokam Ahuru, when he went to Yeshiva, he wasn't sleeping for 14 years. But then he was reacting. he wasn't learning that much. He was in search of an Eden. So the Malachim saw the furthest man sleeping, and then they went up to heaven, and they said, the word for you, the Chokuk on the Kisi HaKavai, that on the Kisi HaKavai there were four faces, one of them was Tanei Adam, Tanei Nesha, Tanei Tzul, Tanei Aryeh, and Tanei Adam. The Gemara says, the Adam Shidish, when it's the son of the station, Adi Adina. So the Malachi Hashem came down again, all in the Arabian, the same Malachim went up, came down, big show high grade in the market, they wanted to kill him. This is like a Rabino, look at the potential that this man has. They went into heaven, and they saw the group of Yitzhak that it's supposed to look like, and then they saw what he's like. So take him up and marry. This man is building away. He could be staying up and learning all night like he did that night, did it for 14 years, and some years. Could have done it that night also, so big show high grade, because he's not living up to his potential. But the prophet said, "Hina Hashem Yitzhak, Balak Lushon, where the Baal Shem came and said, leave him alone, give him a break, he'll learn tomorrow. Or he'll learn tomorrow, he'll learn tomorrow. But they were angry. So that's why Abchaim Elojan had a famous commentary in Nefesh HaChayim. The Medrash, the Zohar, this is not a Medrash, of course the Zohar, that when it says, Yaakov, Yaakov, Abraham, Abraham, so in the Chumashim, and it says, because he's not having a Medrash, there's a line that's printed. So what that means, he says the prayer, in between the meaning of the first Abraham and the second Abraham, Yank to Yank, he says, but Moshe, Moshe, the reason that's strict, means that you read them together. That's the significance of Moshe, Moshe, let's stick together. And Yaakov and Abraham, let's stick together. So he says the two Moshes, the two Abrahams, the two Yankers represent the potential that the person has. And in real life, how far did he go? How much did the person accomplish? So Abraham Abino, the real Abraham in comparison to what he could have been, was a big gap. So that's why you're learning with a prayer. It's tricky to have it. Yankee Yankee is a big gap. That's what Dick Shemata, Malacha Shev forever. Moshe Moshe, Moshe lived up to his fullest potential. That's how they are doctors. Moshe Abdi Moshe for Radak on the first passage in Yeshua. Ramadan of Asma spoke to Radak and he had a whole essay. And he said, it's my mom. He said, you ready to see Moshe Abdi Moshe? That the Radak says, call Moshe Kana Evin Kana Ram. Moshe Abdi was like in Evin Sinai that he used all of his talents, all of his strength, only for the Baruch Hu's wishes. He didn't use anything for himself. But he used his potential to the fullest. He developed to the maximum that he could have possibly known. He did everything. So that's why that Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no speak to God because the real, the Moshe in real life lived up to his potential that he could have been. That's what the Balatani and others write about, that there are two types of sugar. That there's a simple sugar that if a person does other, you have to do sugar. Stop doing that there. And if there's another sugar. Even the person never does any abilities, but he's a little lazy. He's not really living off the room like that. It's the first desire that a man can do it. But I've got abilities. And then he says, the Marshal is in the kitchen, he's sleeping, he's popping away there. He could have been learning tonight, so they held a fear against him. So there's a chiller, even for people who have tzaddikim, you know, Shammai, the doctor came in this business, they couldn't have done what? Doesn't mean they have to make themselves crazy and lose weight and become a nervous wreck, or we say, well, you have a right to sleep also. But not in a luxurious fashion. The person can do more, he's probably going to do more. There's another Madrega of Chur. To become like Moshe Rabbeinu, and that included, there should be no sticky gummies, there should be enough. Everyone should try to live up to one potential.
Next week.